He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, doing the show once again, broadcasting from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mall of America, remote broadcast, having a good time here, meeting a lot of great folks, and I always enjoy my visits here to Minnesota. Well, you know what? We got kind of a cloudy day outside and kind of a cloudy day on Wall Street today. I don't know. Well, there's some downgrades. That's hurting me a little bit, but you know what? That's part of the business. Some days there's downgrades and some days there's upgrades. Today I've got about three or four stocks under fire from downgrades by single analyst. All right. S&P 500 down 10 points right now. 2,985 after almost hitting 3,000 yesterday. The Dow back below 27,000. Boy, it was above it yesterday. The Dow is down 75 points. That only works out to 0.3%, however. That's not big on a percentage basis. The Dow is at 26,949. NASDAQ taking a little heat today, a little profit-taking in the tech sector, which had a big day yesterday. NASDAQ down 39 to 8,110. Pretty lofty numbers there on the NASDAQ. For whatever reason, the small-cap stocks are up today just slightly. Russell 2000 up a point, bucking the negative trend in the market today. Crude oil is up 15 cents today to $52.96. Gold is having a good day. It's up $6 per ounce to $14.89. Silver's down a nickel. And the bond market probably doing well today here. Yes, down, well, basically flat, 1.76%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We are now headquartered in Mount Pleasant, which is just right next to Charleston, South Carolina. Quite a quaint little city is Charleston. Come and visit sometime. But today I'm doing a remote broadcast from the Radisson Blue Mall of America, where we're having a great time. Full day of appointments yesterday. I hope we were able to help everybody that we met with. You know, that's my whole thing is I like to help people. If I can, if they're on the right track, I tell them they're on the right track. But I saw many people that weren't on the right track. Now, whether they'll listen to me or not, that's another story. But I plan on visiting Minnesota 3 to 4 times this coming year, 2020. And, you know, as soon as things thaw a little bit, you know, in March or so, late March, we'll be back. And then we'll be back in the summertime, and we'll be back in the fall. So you've got a really good team. Man, I'm telling you what, I've got my financial planner here, my CFP, Barry Kite, who was really helpful to a lot of folks who are looking at their big picture and how we can also help you with your big picture. Barry is very knowledgeable on annuities that people own. He's very knowledgeable on Social Security rules, laws, very knowledgeable on taxation issues, retirement issues, and of course, I am too. I run the numbers for you. We do some scenarios. How much do you need to be putting away? What do you want to retire on? What's going to happen when you turn that money around, when you move from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase? Those are all things that you should be thinking about and have a real nice plan together. And then, of course, we check back, usually on a quarterly basis, to make sure everything's good. And you're still on that plan. I also have Paul Carlson here with me helping out. He does a lot of the client relationship work. So I could be alone to manage the money, watch the economy. He watches it too in the mornings before the radio show. He's also an expert in fixed income. And in that distribution phase where you definitely don't want to be owning a portfolio full of ultra growth zoom stocks when you get into that distribution phase of your life. We are very much a customized shop. We saw many accounts and portfolios from chain restaurants, I guess you could say. In our business, there's a lot of chain restaurants. There's a lot of major players that have little offices all across America, the Edward Joneses of the world, the Ameriprises of the world, and of course the bigger guys, the Morgan Stanleys of the world. And I saw, once again, what I always see in these chain restaurants, chain money managers, not a lot of individualization, not a lot of creativity, basically doing what everybody else is doing, a lot of asset allocation, a lot of portfolios that haven't been managed in years, gathering cobwebs. Nobody's managing that portfolio. I hope you understand that. And nobody that we met with, did their advisors have any kind of an emergency preparedness plan for when the blizzard hits the next time, when the hurricane hits? And it will hit again at some point in time. That's why it's so dang important to have an evacuation route, to have a plan. Where are you going to go? Maybe you can even profit from a big sell-off bear market in the market. It just depends on what happens. If it's a political reason, if it's just a flat-out economic slide into recession once again, if there's trouble at the banks, whatever. There's ways to also capitalize on that. And that's why, you know, also in the mornings, I don't just look at the stock market. I have to listen to all the politics and world events also going on all across the globe. It ties into the energy markets. It all ties into the interest rate markets here. When Germany's at -0.6, that puts big downward pressure on global bonds. I have to follow Brexit, which I believe they're coming right down to the wire. And they're thinking that they will get a deal and the UK will leave the European Union. I have to watch the debates here in America, the highlights of the debates, what the candidates are saying, what the ramifications would be of 4 more years of Trump or a new person stepping in, such as an Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden. What does that mean for the economy? What does that mean for the market? What does that mean for different asset classes out there? I'm not a robot. I don't run a robotic money management, wealth management firm that just puts your number, puts your name and your statistics and your personal information into a computer and it spits out a nice little package where one size fits all asset allocation that does take into no regard whatsoever world events. It's all based on age and risk tolerance. And I think that world events play a big part, especially recessions. The economy plays a big part. Interest rates play a big part on how you're going to allocate that portfolio. Allocating it just based on your age makes no sense to me whatsoever. All right, let's see. We had a nice day in the market yesterday. Unfortunately, we're giving back some of that those gains yesterday. I don't really know where to put the blame today other than we do have quite a few earnings coming in today. Apparently, they liked the earnings yesterday. And the earnings, maybe there's a few problems today. I do see several downgrades on leading stocks. Now, remember, there's an army of analysts that cover each and every stock. And just because one analyst downgrades a stock, you could just as easily have an upgrade on that same exact stock tomorrow. So that's the way it works. And there's a consensus opinion out there. I think that's hurting the market a little bit. And we had a fairly soft retail sales disappointment. I'm going to have to go marching through the Mall of America here and pick up a few new items to help out with those retail sales. And maybe you can do your part, too. Get out there with that credit card. Start buying. Start adding to your wardrobe. Whatever it is, retail sales came in just a little bit soft here today. When we come back, we'll talk about the earnings that have come in today. We're going to have 52 companies report this week from the S&P 500. And I want to go over a little bit the earnings lineup of companies, important companies, very important companies, because I still say the best place to focus on the market is earnings, earnings, earnings. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, yesterday, the healthcare sector had a very good day with United Healthcare, Minneapolis-based United Healthcare, up 8%. And, of course, it's a big member of the indexes. And that really pushed the Dow over 27,000. It got the S&P really close to 3,000, although we couldn't quite push it over that level. There was a little bit of a fade into the end of the day there yesterday. But, of course, healthcare was definitely front row center at the debate last night, where you would see major structural changes in that healthcare sector. A company like United Healthcare, I don't know what would become of them. But you've got, several of the candidates want to move completely to a government-run single-payer healthcare program. And I can't see any other outcome other than these private insurers would be pretty much put out of business. So for that reason, I do not have a lot of exposure to the healthcare sector right now. There is that element of, what if? And for that reason, the healthcare sector is basically even, about even for the year, not one of the best performing sectors in the market. The banking sector also had a pretty good day yesterday, as J.P. Morgan in particular, I thought that was the standout report, along with United Healthcare yesterday. And that really pushed, to get the financials participating in this market helps a lot, because they have not had much participate. They have not helped the indexes or the averages much. They continue to fight. Low interest rates has been their biggest bugaboo, and that really impacts their earnings power. Also, you've had this move to zero cost, trading costs, which is good for me. It's good for my clients. Ameritrade is now no cost to buy and sell. But that's also going to really crimp earnings, I would think, considerably at the discount brokerage from Schwab, E-Trade, Ameritrade, etc. The semiconductors also had an extremely good day yesterday. The one that stood out to me, AMD had a solid day yesterday. ASM Lithography, ASML, out of the Netherlands, had a fantastic day yesterday. A few of ours had a fantastic day. Lam Research had a very good day yesterday. In fact, the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, I don't know why it's Philadelphia. I don't think there's any chip companies in Philadelphia other than Lay's potato chips. But anyways, the semiconductor index up 2.2% yesterday to an all-time high, believe it or not, with NVIDIA. I don't own NVIDIA, advancing 5.3% after Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, bumped its stock price to a street high 250. And we also had quite a bit of good action yesterday around the British pound against the U.S. dollar, as there is a pretty good shot now that there will be some kind of a deal rather than that hard exit that the U.K. was looking at. But you're down to the wire there on Brexit. Retail sales here in the U.S., a little disappointing, minus 0.3. If you want my opinion, I think a lot of it was about the China trade situation. People were seeing their 401ks get rattled, like two or three times a week. The market down 350 because the tariffs were ramping up and retaliation by the Chinese. That causes consumers, remember, a lot a lot of consuming and a lot of retail is based on confidence in the economy, in the future, and your job, and all this and that. And I do think that all of that issue with China was very much impacting. We know it was impacting the market big time. And when the market's impacted big time, so were the folks with 401ks and IRAs and Roths, etc. And they might just say, you know what, I'll just hold off on going to the mall tonight or buying that new car or whatever it is. And that showed up in September retail sales, minus 0.3%. I wouldn't worry too much about that, however. From all indications that I see, the consumer is still very healthy. Why is the consumer so healthy? Because the jobs market is healthy. And I don't see anything different here in Minneapolis than what I see in Charleston, what I saw in San Diego, what I saw in Dallas, what I saw in Atlanta. It just seems that, you know, the biggest problem is getting help to do the jobs because the economy is quite robust right now. And of course, that will be a major factor in next November's elections. I haven't heard too many questions asked of the Democratic candidates on the stage last night about how they would boost or keep the economy going. So that definitely people vote their pocketbooks. Now, we have earnings coming in today already. Listen to next week's lineup, however. You can start getting your seat belt. Get a new seat belt if your old one's worn out here. Halliburton next week, Ameritrade, Travelers, big Minnesota company, Kimberly-Clark, McDonald's, the pride of Illinois, UPS, Harley-Davidson, Lockheed Martin, Chipotle will report earnings next week, CoStar, Procter & Gamble, Schwab, Boeing, Caterpillar, AT&T, Blackstone, Ford, Edwards Life Sciences, Microsoft. There'll be a few people watching that one. ServiceNow, Tesla will report. There'll be a lot of people watching that one. And PayPal, just to name a few, will all be reporting earnings next week. Now, the bottom line of this whole earnings season is this. All these little, you know, the headwaters of the Mississippi are just up the state a little bit from us here, and by the time it gets down to the Gulf, it's the mighty Mississippi, okay? Well, all these 500 companies of the S&P 500, they're all tributaries feeding into that massive index of the largest companies in America. But as of now, we're looking for a 10% increase in earnings next year versus this year. That's 2020 versus 2019. And we're getting a glimpse into 2021. And right now, the first estimates out by the analysts, about a 9% increase in earnings, 2021 versus 2020. And in fact, those 2021 earnings right now are right around $200 per share. The S&P 500 companies have never made $200 per share. When this all began in 2009, we were at $53 per share. When you added up those 500 companies, now you've got estimates of 2021 at almost $200 per share, and with a multiple of 18, you could see how you could reasonably come up with a 3,600 target price on the S&P 500 down the road. Subject to change. That's why you want to stay on top of.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, listening to that commercial by Paul talking about credit upgrades, we've had exactly that happen to one of the 11 bonds that we currently own in our individual bond portfolio. One of the bonds we own is Yum Brands, and they're getting a credit upgrade today, which is exactly our strategy, is to buy stocks from best stocks, from my Best Stocks Now list of stocks, and hoping for credit upgrades. Of course, we're beginning with pretty good merchandise to begin with. And a credit upgrade just helps. So all in all, we've made 6 basis points. In other words, instead of 100 per bond, it's now worth 106. So there is capital appreciation potential in the bond market. We're not after, we're after a total return in that bond fund, not just the coupon return. So we're getting the coupon on Yum, which is quite good. I think it's over 4%, well over 4%. And we've got 6 basis points, so we may make about 10% on that bond, and without the volatility of the stock market, all right? So it's a pretty good compliment, I would say, as you begin to tone things down, as you get older, as you get closer to retirement, as you got to play it a little bit closer to the vest, as you want a little bit more reliable and predictable distribution phase of your portfolio. So that thing's done very, very well. And Paul Carlson has done an excellent job with that individual bond fund, with a little bit of help from the old man Gunderson here saying, hey, does this Best Stock Now, do they trade bonds? Most of them don't. They don't need to issue debt. Most of them have such earnings growth that they're able to finance most of their growth internally. But there are those that do issue bonds, and those are the ones that we consider. We have a very select list that we currently own. So congratulations to Paul. Good job with Yum Brands. Okay, let's take a look here at what's come in here today. As I was going to the break there, I was talking about the earnings estimates, all these little tributaries beginning in Minnesota with United Healthcare, Travelers next week, heading down the coast and swinging over along the eastern seaboard, finally ending up in the Gulf of Mexico. You've got that mighty Mississippi. Let's just call them the S&P 500 companies, the largest companies in America. There's 503 right now, by the way, because a couple of companies have Class A and Class B shares. Google would be one example of that. We're looking for about $163 in earnings this year, about $180 in earnings next year, and about $199 to $200 2021. It's a moving target. Every time a company reports, it impacts that the mainstream that's flowing into the S&P, right? When companies beat, you see that number go a little higher. When companies miss, that number goes a little lower. And the numbers out there for 2020 and 2021 react to the forward guidance that these companies give. So that's one of the, at the center. I had a guy we were meeting with yesterday, and you know, you if you just watch the headlines and the news, you really wouldn't have any way of knowing. Wouldn't have any way to guide yourself. You wouldn't have a compass whatsoever. Your compass would be shifting directions all the time, whichever way the wind blows on any given day. And my compass has always been earnings. And it was like, as I mentioned, back in 2009, S&P, when you added up all the earnings of all 500 companies, earnings were in the $50 per share area. That was in 2009, bottom of the bear. And next, by 2021, we're looking at a potential of almost $200 per share. But as I say, I watch that number every single week. I report it to you in my newsletter every single week. And it's my way of getting past the emotion of it all. The day-to-day stuff will drive you nuts. It will absolutely drive you nuts. You have to have some kind of a compass out there, some kind of marker down the road that you can look ahead to so that you don't get distracted. You know, racehorses, they wear blinkers, some of them. Some racehorses are not at their best when they're not wearing blinkers that force them to only look forward because they see all the noise to the left of them and all the noise to the right of them. And it distracts them from the finish line. And I think sometimes investors need to wear blinkers and look down the road. And that's my job here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and through my newsletter. And through my Best Stocks Now app and through my live trading is to look down the road so you don't get distracted by that gray filly to the right or that big muscly colt moving up on the rail on the left. Stay focused. It's guided me for the last 10 years. And it's allowed me to be right about the market despite all the distractions. Oh, man, there's a lot of distractions. There's people that come on every single day. There's not a day that I don't open up my internet, whether it's Yahoo or MSN or Google or whatever, whoever homepage it is, there's going to be somebody predicting doom right around the next corner for stocks. And then yet they continue to hit new highs. Witness yesterday, we almost hit new all-time highs. Well, someone's going to make a lot of money on this Saudi Aramco. You wonder how does a company like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, they reported earnings here recently. Where does most of their money come from? You know, let's say you got $200,000 sitting there in CDs. You got another $50,000 in your checking account. Well, this Saudi Aramco deal is going to bring $450 million in fees to the advisors of this IPO. $450 million. That makes your little passbook savings account with them look like peanuts compared to the money that they make off of taking these companies public. Look at all of the biotech stocks that have gone public this year. Do you know how many fees are involved that these companies, and you know what? In my book, a lot of these companies should never go public, should never have gone public. But it's not in Morgan Stanley's best interest to turn down companies for going public. I'm sure they turned down a lot of them, but I see a heck of a lot of them slip through the cracks. You know, there's a lot of fees involved there. Everybody's making money except the poor guy that ends up buying the stock when it goes public. And then they run out of money. I see three biotech stocks today going back to the till. And, of course, there's big fees for the big wirehouse firms to do a secondary offering. Principia, biotech. Going back to the well, they need $210 million. Well, that dilutes all the current shareholders. It puts $210 million into Precipia's biotech account. They can hire more scientists. They can keep pursuing whatever they're pursuing. But the odds of them coming up with something are pretty astronomical. Nevertheless, these biotechs continue to seem to have no trouble of getting the money that they need. Another one, Rhythm Pharmaceutical, going back to the well. They're going to get about $120 million in a secondary offering. Would you buy into that? You know what a secondary offering is? That's made to the general public, okay? That's you. That's your broker calling you saying, hey, you know, this hot little biotech stock, they've got an offering. Do you want in on it? Well, it's a secondary offering, okay? That means they're almost out of money. They need more money. Here's one other one, Procure Price Stock Offering, 9 million shares at $5.50 per share today only. gross proceeds, $50 million. Big fees for all involved. But what about the guy that buys into that thing and gets 1,000 shares of this stuff? Oh, man. That biotech sector is going to implode at some point in time. But in the meantime, plenty of money to be had. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. The final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our software stocks getting taken to the cleaners here today. You know, that just happens every 2-3 months. You get a big washout day after they've been hitting new highs. There were a couple that got downgrades today. I'm just looking at the software index today. The software ETF IGV down 2.5%. today, so that index getting beaten up a little bit here today, and I've seen it beat up many times over the last 10 years, numerous times, too many times to count. And guess what? It goes on to hit new highs. There's still some great stocks in that sector. A lot of them are cloud related. A lot of them are enterprise software related, etc. I don't think it's over for those stocks by any means. Okay, the opioid stocks are up today. Oh, boy. They're hopefully going to make one big giant settlement with all the states and governments that are suing them and get all of that behind you. Now, here's what you don't want. These are the kind of bonds you don't want to buy. WeWork, which was set to go public, and then they put it on hold. Their bonds fell to 78 cents on the dollar. That means the bonds you bought were down 22%. Will you get back your full amount, your principal, at the end of the term? Well, that remains questionable. Their bonds, now here's a red flag. When they issued these bonds going out over 8 years, term, the rate was 7.88%. People would say, well, how can you pass that up? 7 7/8. I'm only getting 1 7/8 or 6/8 around there in the U.S. bonds. I'd rather have some. But you know what? WeWork is losing a lot of money. They got a ton of debt. 78 cents on the dollar. And yet a company like Yum has gone above 100 on the dollar. It's at 106 now on the dollar. It's up 6 points from where we bought it. Selection, very critical here. Fortnite is back after a 36-hour blackout stunt. We learned last week that Fortnite, the game, was made to be addictive. How about that? And of course, the only way you can really play this Fortnite craze, I believe, is Tencent Holdings, T-C-E-H-Y. I haven't checked in on Tencent. Let's do that before we get to the featured stock of the day here. Tencent, the Chinese stocks were perking up yesterday. Baba had an excellent day yesterday. You know, Tencent, I'm just going to say it still looks like dead money to me. T-C-E-H-Y, which is a $400 billion company out of China. Okay, downgrade on ServiceNow. Oh, I've seen many downgrades on that stock. It's had three upgrades recently, so it's the battle of the analysts out there. Downgrade on Adobe. I've seen many downgrades on Adobe. And we've got a downgrade on Workday after they made a big presentation yesterday. And there's an overreaction, as always, on the downside today. Bank of America beats by 7 cents. Buffett wants to increase his stake where he will own 10% of Bank of America. I wonder if they'll let him, like, cut the line and get right in front when he's ready to make a deposit and whatnot. PNC Financial beats by 13 cents. Bank of New York, Mellon, beats by 8 cents. ASM Lithography, holy cow, that stock had a huge day yesterday. The Dutch chip manufacturing maker, they report earnings. Stock down a little bit today with the rest of the tech stocks. For my featured stock, just one other thing. Tonight, Netflix will report earnings. That could be a big one. IBM will report earnings, and CSX Railroad will report earnings. I'm going to choose as my stock of the day a chip stock, which is really starting to make some headway again. I had some huge gains in it. Then the stock started to slow down, started to consolidate, started to go sideways. But over the last 3 years, this chip stock has delivered average total returns to investors of 67% per year, while the market's delivered 12%. Well, you say, Gunderson, that's just a momentum darling. Anybody can find a momentum darling that's been hitting new highs in the past. What do you got for me going forward? Well, that's where valuation comes in, my friend. Valuations are critical to this whole exercise. Not knowing the value of a company, what are you buying when you buy it? You know, just buying a name and a story and a product that you think is pretty good. But it all comes down, what has value at the company are the company's sales, the company's earnings, the company's cash flow, what the company owns, their goodwill to some extent, which also shows up in book value. I do an earnings-based valuation, and I have AMD, my featured stock of the day, $34 billion in market cap. I have it valued 5 years from now at, $61 per share. It's at, right now, AMD is at $31.33. That's a very good chart. That is an excellent chart on AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, which has finally made some huge inroads into NVIDIA, into Intel, continues to get new clients on board. They're powering this whole streaming revolution in the gaming industry. They're a powerhouse stock once again. $33 billion. It's currently ranked number 55 in my Best Stocks Now app out of 5,340. Number 55. It's one of the chosen ones right now in my Premier Growth portfolio. It is a large cap growth company, AMD. Not a recommendation, it's just an example of the kind of stocks that we look for. Now, I saw a lot of portfolios yesterday that weren't mine. They were coming to me from other people for me to look at. I saw a lot of dead wood, man. That's the first thing I would do, is I would clean out that dead wood that's clogging up those portfolios. A lot of dead wood, non-growth companies. Their prime is way behind them, right? You want to keep that portfolio living, breathing, thriving, flourishing. And yes, along the way, there's bumps in the road, but look at what we've done here over the last 10 years in this market. If you'd like to talk to us, we do tele-appointments all the time. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Take a look at the newsletter and the depth that is in that thing every single week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.